Well, Father, we just, I thank you right now, and I thank you for all the people came out here tonight to sit in your presence and to sit at your table and be fed fresh manna from heaven. And Father, that fresh manna is your spirit. And I just ask you right now, Father God, to pour out your spirit in it over this congregation like you've never done it before, Father. Father God, if there's addictions, rip those addictions out of the people. You know, if it's low self-esteem, rip it out of the people, Father God. Whatever it is that's holding them in bondage, Father God, we just give you full, total permission to come into this room this night and just tear it all out. Tear down the kingdom of darkness, Father God, within your people and set your people free. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God is saying, why, children, why are you allowing the enemy to constantly pull you backwards when I have called you to come forward and not look back? I've told you that the old is gone and not everything before you is brand new. And I'm asking you tonight to never, ever look back again. I'm asking you tonight to go forward in my might and in my power and do the mighty works that I foreordained for you to accomplish for my kingdom. The enemy of this world has nothing over you. Hey, he has nothing in you. You are my children. You are handpicked by your Father in heaven, and I have been with you all the days of your life. Now I say unto you, you are not turtles, just sort of slowly moving along, but you are eagles flying way above the beggarly elements of this world, and you are doing a great and a mighty works for your Father in heaven. Now is the time, little ones, for you to stand up tall, stand up straight. I want everybody to, I see you standing up, stand up. Come on, stand up. And as you stand up in the natural, your spirit man is standing up in his spirit realm. And now I just see God just pouring, just throwing thunderbolts at you. Just receive that thunder and that lightning. And I see fire. He's just passing fire all through the sanctuary tonight. Receive what he's given to you right now. Receive it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it. And God's saying to me, don't beg them to receive. It's just there. And all they have to do is believe. And I am dropping it upon them. I'm giving them my heavenly authority to go forth and tear down the wiles of the evil one. And God's saying, sanctify yourselves right now. Sanctify yourselves holy and beloved by the Father. Run to the Father's arms right now. Let him embrace you right now. And I even see God coming. Some of you just aren't cooperating. So God is just coming by and he's kissing you on the forehead. And as he kisses you, he says, you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. And the enemy's a liar. He's telling you the enemy's a liar. Don't allow him to take what the enemy, what God has given you tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God said, you're in my house tonight. You're in my house tonight. You're not in the enemy's camp. You're in my house tonight. And I am here to bless you abundantly. I am here to bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I am here to give you all that your heart desires tonight. Receive from me this night. Receive what I'm giving to you. Receive it now. Free, I just hear God say, freedom, freedom, freedom in the camp. And I just see the angels, they're all dressed in white, and they're just running all through the camp tonight, and they're setting you free from all those bondages that you've carried all the days of your life. Just to receive from God right now. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Father. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy. He's dropping his holiness upon you tonight. He's dropping his holiness down real deep down into your spirit, man. And the enemy's not going to be able to steal that holiness ever again. We thank you for it, Father. We just thank you for it, Father. Holy Spirit, continue to minister to the people tonight. Freedom in the camp. Freedom in the camp. Freedom, total freedom in the camp. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Some of you are feeling the brush of angel wings right now. They are really, truly walking throughout this sanctuary right now. And you're feeling the brush of their angel wings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Freedom, 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 freedom. You've been crying out for freedom. Freedom, freedom. You're walking in the freedom of the kingdom of heaven, children. You're not walking in the freedom of the world, but you're walking in the freedom of the kingdom of heaven. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God said, I'm carrying you, I'm sending you forth as newspaper boys. And you're going to take the good news of the heaven, the good news of Jesus to the whole world. Some of you are going to travel across the nations. You're going to fly across the ocean. And you're going to carry the good news of Jesus with you. And God says, get your, I see suitcases being packed. God's saying, get your suitcases packed and be ready for me to speak to you, and so you can take off immediately. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Some of you are at the airports and you're going, you have planned to get on the airplane, but the glory of God drops in the airport, and because you're there, God is going to use you to minister to people right there in the airport, and you'll never get on the airplane because God's going to use you right there to spread the gospel of peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God said, where the people were afraid to fly, they're no longer going to be afraid to fly because you're there in that airport. His perfect peace is going to just emanate into the people, and they'll get on that plane and go wherever they were wanting to go. Thank you, Father. This is your hour to rise and shine. This is your hour to go forth as true warriors of God. This is your hour, my children. This is your hour. This is your hour. You have risen up, warriors of God. You have risen up, and you are receiving all that I'm giving you this night. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I just see some of you. You're just being covered with the glory of God. You're just covered with the glory of God from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The young man sitting here to my left, back by the camera, God is covering you with his glory right now. And that glory cloud's going to carry you throughout the rest of your days. And your life will not be the same as it was before you came in here, because God is doing a brand new transition in you right now. And Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Father. The transition, God's saying, the transition is being completed tonight. Whatever God has begun in your life, that new transition is being completed tonight, and you'll never be the old man or old woman ever again. You are the brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now God says, sit down. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise in the house tonight. Let's just give him praise in the house tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Grace. Get up and run. Get up and run, Grace. Lead the people. Get up and run. Get up and run. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Let's just give him praise tonight. Praise, 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 praise in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. No more bondages. No more bondages. Come on. Give him praise for your freedom tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Aaron, God's anointing your feet. Get up and dance for the Lord. Get up and dance for the Lord. Come on, God's anointing your feet. Freedom through the dance. Freedom through the dance. Tiana, get up and get up. Get up. Come on. Freedom in the dance. Freedom in the dance tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father. Freedom in the dance. Thank you, Father. Freedom in the camp tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody in here, you know that you've been freed. God said you have a shout down inside of you. Let it out right now. Let it out right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Some of you have doubt and unbelief within you tonight. God's ripping out doubt and unbelief out of you right now. And when you feel it go, you just give a shout. When you feel that doubt and unbelief leave you, because you're going to feel it, give a shout. Don't shout unless you really feel it and know it is gone. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Victory in the camp. Victory in the camp. That was Ruthie. Victory in the camp. Praise God. That's a miracle. You want miracles? That's a sign and a wonder and a miracle right there. Whatever God does is always a miracle. I don't care how big, how small. It's always a miracle. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you just want to get up and shout real loud, and you're just afraid to do that. You don't want to embarrass yourself. You know what? You're embarrassing yourself by staying in your seat. It would be better if you got up and shouted and let the devil see, I have victory in the camp.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised, get free tonight. God's in the camp. God's in the camp, and he's trying to free you. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. God is in the camp, and he's freeing you up. If you leave here bound, that's your problem, not God's. Come on. This is just a foretaste of what is to come next month. God is truly on the throne. And God is moving them. I know all you that just went ahead and didn't care what anybody else thought and let it loose. You are truly free tonight. Amen. Come on. Some of you are new to the show. You just need to learn to enter in. This is God in all of his glory. This is God doing a great and mighty works among his people. We have seen absolutely nothing yet. You guys just don't know what you've been missing all the time you've been coming to the house of the Lord. And it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. God is going to pour out upon his people. You guys won't even be able to do anything because you're going to be so caught up in the Spirit. Amen. Only in the presence of God can we have this kind of freedom. You'll never get it anyplace else. It's only in the, I didn't say this church. I said in the presence of God is where you get your freedom. Amen. And it's only as we allow the Holy Spirit to do what God wants him to do that this kind of freedom takes place. And see, God's trying to get all those, he's saying that he's trying to get all those shackles off of you tonight. Those of you who know that you have shackles on you, God wants those shackles right now. And there's only one way you're going to get rid of them, is stand up and start stomping. So if you know that you have shackles, stand up and stomp them off. That's it. I'm glad you did that, Aaron. Come on. Get those shackles taken total off of you right now. Come on. Come on. That's it. Come on.
Victory!
Amen. Amen. Victory in the camp. You just don't understand what God's doing here tonight. You guys are so awesome. Thank you. You guys are so awesome tonight. Do you know how long? What did God say this morning? Those things we've been praying for and believing for are going to come upon us. This is what we've been asking God for. Freedom, total freedom, not one-on-one freedom, but total mass freedom for the people who are in bondage. because we're getting so busy with deliverance. I just said this evening, we need mass deliverance. And some of you, a lot of you are delivered tonight, whether you believe that or not. You wait and see what's going to happen now in the days ahead. Amen. The young man there in the blue shirt, or gray, whatever it is, you just need to stand up and just start twirling for the, yeah, just stand up and just start dancing for the Lord. Come on. Come on. Get out of the aisle. Come on. Greater than that. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah, that's right. No, no, no. Don't sit down. Act like you're in a bar or something. Just dance for the Lord. Come on. Just lose it. Just lose it all. Yeah, come on. Just act like you're out there with your friends carrying on. And I know you don't do that. You are a loud one. And God wants you to do that for him tonight. Well, we got some. Not all of it. We'll see him one day walking in the house of the Lord somewhere, just a skipping and a dancing and a shouting. Amen. Because God got him a little bit loose tonight. Is that your brother? Well, God got a little bit of him tonight, but he's going to get all of him, just like he did you. Amen. God is cleaning up families, just not one or two people. Well, I don't know about you, but I think this is wonderful what God just did. I never know what he's going to do. We just let him do. Amen. All right, who in here needs a healing? If you need a healing, God said he's sending a healing angel in here right now. Just trust and believe him right now for your healing. Come on, just receive your healing right now. Nobody needs to touch you because it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus is passing by. Jesus has showed up on the scene. And all you have to do is just touch him. What did the lady with the issue of blood do? She just reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And he's here tonight. Touch the hem of his garment right now. Total freedom. Total, absolute total freedom. Thank you, Father. I've been praying. I said, God, we're all too heavy. And I said this to him about 2 o'clock this morning. I said, God, I would like you to move in our midst today and take this weight off of our bodies. I've seen him do that. So all of you that can believe that God's going to take that extra weight off of you, right now, just receive it from Jesus. Just receive it from Jesus. All the weight that you shouldn't be carrying, just let Jesus have it right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And God said he wants you to know he's more than enough. He can perform any miracle that you need. And he's here to do mighty miracles tonight. What is it you truly have need of? Some of you have a broken heart. Something happened in your life that just really tore your heart apart. If that's you, God is repairing your heart right now. He's given you a brand new heart, the heart of his own heart. Let him repair that. Let him give you that brand new heart right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And there's there's a couple of you in here, your family's been torn totally and completely apart. And God wants to heal you of the trauma of that devastation that happened in your families. He sees that I'm leaving no stone unturned tonight. No stone unturned. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. What is it you have need of? God's asking you. I'm here to accomplish it. Thank you, Father. We need to get some Kleenex back there, Barbara. Thank you, Father. When the Holy Spirit shows up, you know, you just start weeping. You really do. When he's really working on you, just start weeping. And then he does this. He's doing this perfect work with inside of you. So just receive his touch tonight. Receive his touch tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We could preach for an hour, but it wouldn't do what God's doing right now. It just would not do what God's doing right now. And God said, some of you have wayward children. And God said, if you believe and trust him tonight, he's going to bring your children back, full circle round, back in the loving arms of Jesus. Just believe and then receive right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And some of you, God said, you have trauma of past mistakes that you made. And the mistakes that you made has affected those around about you. And it's really traumatized you. And you're trying to get out of it. You're trying to make it right. And God said, he's making it right now. If you can believe and trust him, he's making that right now. He's making everything new. Thank you, Father. Alan needs a cleaning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God said there's nothing new under the sun, absolutely nothing new. And this is what he wants to do from this day forward, no matter where you go. The anointing they're receiving tonight as the Holy Spirit's passing by is going to stay with you. And it will touch those around about you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God wants you to determine in your heart tonight. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws your way. It's never going to take you off track ever again. Because you know that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you.